New day, new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong,
positive.
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
Shut the fuck up. I bet that woke your ass up, didn't it? No. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying something that I know some of y'all need to hear. I might have caught even some of you in mid-fucking conversation talking about some stupid shit. See, I helped your ass out. Now, there are times in life when shit is going on. I get it. Sometimes, right in front of you, and you feel like you want to say something. Some of you motherfuckers can't help yourself to say something. What do they say? Bite your tongue and shit like that. Ha-ha, I wish a motherfucker would bite their goddamn tongue. That shit hurt. Despite the fact that in your heart you realize that shit ain't none of your goddamn business. And I'm talking about stuff like your best friend and his wife are having an argument. Now, I'm not talking about anything physical. Just a good old-fashioned motherfucker, you ain't shit. When you hear motherfucker, you ain't shit, that make you turn around. I don't give a fuck if you on a bus, the subway, in church. Hey, I heard that shit in church one time, Miles. Somebody said, motherfucker, you ain't shit. And the reverend said, okay, let's sit down back there. This is the house of the Lord. See? I'm talking about that kind of argument, Miles, where you are compelled to say, motherfucker, you ain't shit. Now, in the middle of it, Miles, one of them says some shit that ain't true. And sometimes you get involved in this shit, you see? You become a piece of this fucking argument. Shit like, you see that? Your stupid-ass friend over there got a knee replacement, but I've never heard his ass use it as an excuse not to fuck on a regular. See? Not only have you been called stupid and ugly, but you've been credited with having a knee replacement surgery that your ass never had. Both of your goddamn legs are great. Now your stupid, ugly ass is thinking that he can help his buddy out by innocently saying, excuse me, Trudy, but I never had a knee replacement surgery. Shut the fuck up. First of all, Trudy don't want to hear from you. In case you didn't catch it, Trudy don't like you. But more importantly, your buddy Ken doesn't want your help. See, you inserted yourself into this bullshit, but he don't want your fucking help. That motherfucker is desperate right now. He is fucking desperate right now and will throw you under the goddamn bus in a heartbeat. Shut the fuck up, Keith. This is the discussion between me and my queen, and I won't have you contradicting her in front of me. And of course, Trudy's going to love that shit. She's going to eat that shit up like a goddamn Lunchable. And Miles, you ever have those goddamn Lunchables? Oh, fuck yeah, they're fucking good.
But if you get the wrong combination.
It's like weird. Like, but I love them.
Yeah.
Now, what they should do, make an adult version of that shit, an adult Lunchable, and it has liquor in that motherfucker.
Right.
You know, like a hot toddy, maybe, or some brandy.
And you're big on this as a lunch treat, huh?
Fuck yeah, or some Hennessy. Some fucking Hennessy. And some of those peanuts they put on the counter of the bar.
Yeah.
You know, like you put your hands in there, eating fucking peanuts and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, the little pretzels. The little tiny pretzels. The ones that are like little ones. Oh my fucking God. Man, that'd be.
And they can call them unemployed adult Lunchables.
Oh.
And it's just really.
No, that would be great, man.
Just go to a park.
And if we smoke, maybe some cigarettes in that motherfucker, maybe.
Yeah. So what's happening with Kenny and Trudy and them?
No. Of course. Trudy gonna love that shit because he has fucking said he don't want you contradicting her in front of me.
So now that's you're in the middle. Said. You're in the middle.
Oh, fuck yeah, you're in the middle of that shit. See? And then the two of them would join forces to kick your interfering ass out of the fucking house. See, you got yourself in and you got kicked the fuck out. See, you got in and fucking out. See?
Right.
Hey, Miles, have you ever heard the expression, silence is golden?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In a case like this, Miles, it's 24 fucking carats. God damn it, Miles.
All right, that was a journey.
Well, yeah, it was a journey. And we also thought about a cool new Lunchable.
Well, I don't know about that. I am Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Every day, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes in the calendar, a year of self-love, daily affirmations and actions for self-compassion and self-worth. You ready for the quote?
Yeah, give it to me, Miles.
Okay. This one is long, so I feel like I have to act it out a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. I'm more sensitive than I let on. Sometimes I have to go back and feel emotions from the past that I've had to push down just to survive or be strong. And that's from Tanya Carol Richardson. We know her well.
We do know her very well.
Yeah.
TCR, we call her. I'm more sensitive than I let on. Sometimes I have to go back and feel emotions from the past that I had pushed down just to survive or be strong. Oh, Miles, I love this one.
You find yourself pushing down a lot of emotions sometimes?
Yeah. You know what? I relate pushing emotions down, like pushing food down that I don't fucking like.
Right.
See?
People do, but sometimes people emotionally eat, right? They're stressed eating and...
They fucking do, Miles. Yeah. And they put on pounds they don't fucking realize they put on. So they're going through some emotional shit. See?
Well,
of course.
When we come back, you will give the audience a mental enema.
Ooh-wee!
Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, I'm more sensitive than I let on. Sometimes I have to go back and feel emotions from the past that I had pushed down just to survive or be strong.
Shit, I'm still thinking about this emotional enema shit, Miles. That might be a market for this shit.
An emotional enema?
Fuck yeah. I get people in your little private office.
Yeah.
And you get them an emotional enema.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing, Miles.
Okay, you're saying it, but I just...
No, would you go through the ass for that?
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
Fuck.
Yeah. I think there's... I could see the lawsuits late at night, the class action suit against that doctor.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Were you given a mental enema through the ass?
Shit, that's not for that shit. You want no shit to go wrong, right?
Yeah, and the term sign for that shit is very appropriate with a mental enema.
You're fucking right it is, Miles.
Yeah.
You ever heard the expression, tough cookie? People say things like, check her out over there, dealing with that unruly crowd. She is one tough cookie. Woo, woo, woo. And they always punch away, tough, tough cookie. Now, if you were snacking, you wouldn't want a tough-ass cookie. Like a hard-ass vanilla wafer. Like you got the fucking box there. And you know how you got the box, Miles, where the cookies are in?
Yeah.
And there's a bag inside the fucking box. You leave that fucking bag open. You forget to wrap this shit up. And guess what happens? That motherfucker get hard, Miles.
Yeah.
That shit get hard. Like
those stale.
It's fucking stale and hard.
It's disturbing to say they get hard.
You can use those fucking vanilla wafers to play checkers with them motherfuckers, Miles.
Right.
You ever do that, Miles? You ever play cookie checkers?
No.
And then you eat the cookies as you king me. It's two cookies on top of each other.
Right. On a checkerboard, all the vanilla wafers look the same. How would you play checkers against someone?
No, you know which ones are yours because you already licked them.
Oh, so just licked and unlicked.
You know, of course.
Like black and red, there'll be the licked and the unlicked.
You got that right. You got that right, Miles. So anyway, like a hard-ass vanilla wafer. I mean, you can fuck around and chip a tooth on something like that, Miles, a tough-ass cookie like that, you know? But in the phrase that I use, that lady dealing with that crowd may seem like a sweet, delicious treat, but in reality, she's fucking tough, Miles. And will crack your fucking teeth if you get in her fucking way.
My goodness.
See? But Miles, have you ever had a fortune cookie? You know what I should make, Miles? Miss fortune cookies. I would love to see Miss fortune cookies.
So what does it like tell you something bad?
You open the cookie up and little paper says, you ain't shit.
Wow.
See? You ain't shit.
So why would you want to open that cookie?
Because you want to know if you ain't shit. If the person says you ain't shit, Miles, you ain't shit.
And you're going to put that much trust in what the cookie says.
I'm just saying, Miles, it should be an option. It shouldn't only be a fortune. It should be a misfortune in that bitch.
Maybe they should mix them up so you don't know. Because if I just knew they were going to be misfortune cookies, I'm going to be honest, I just wouldn't open them.
Miles, sometimes it's telling you shit you need to know. Like you crack one of those cookies open and you read the paper and it just says, look out!
Okay.
See?
All right. Well,
look out!
They have warnings in there, too.
Fuck yeah, Miles!
Look out, and your lottery numbers are 2, 7,
exactly.
24. But those are not going to win because it's a misfortune.
It's a misfortune. Yeah. You're wasting your fucking money.
Don't play those
walking
numbers.
Walking your ass in there on that particular day.
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So anyway, you get one of those cookies with a fortune and some lucky numbers inside that shit, right? Now, that damn cookie seemed hard.
Firm.
Oh, sorry. Seemed firm when you look at it. But inside, there's something profound inside that cookie. See, and misfortune can be just as profound as fortune.
Yeah. I think you proved that.
Yeah. Now, that cookie is just like a lot of us. A hard shell filled with some profound shit.
Okay.
See?
All right. So I think you got off to a good start. You got cookies that can be hard on the outside and have something on the inside. And this quote seems to be dealing with feelings and more important things that are inside. How do you continue with this? Where do you go from there?
Miles, and everybody out there listening to this goddamn podcast, look, most of us are filled with an array of shit. All sorts of memories and experiences that evoke all types of emotions are inside of you at any given moment. Now, here's what we do with those wonderful-ass emotions. We store them away for future use, meaning we can store them as amazing-ass memories that we can access later.
Wow.
You know what it's like, Miles?
What?
Like fucking Tupperware. Oh, fucking, man. You been to a Tupperware party? Fuck that.
No.
None of them goddamn parties.
My mom used to go to those things.
Oh, man, you go to that bitch empty-handed, and you come out with boxes of shit, all kind of fucking plastic shit you put shit in.
Because the Tupperware, those containers, right?
Fuck they, yeah, man. Yeah. Do they still have Tupperware parties, man? That's what the fuck I want to know.
I don't know.
Fuck, man. And for those of you who don't know, Tupperware is a line of damn kitchen containers. Now, people use that shit for all kind of shit. Some people store their weed in the motherfuckers and shit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure drug dealers use that shit, have used that shit.
Keep it fresh.
Now, I remember when I was younger, Miles, my mom's taking me to one of those damn parties when I was younger.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Those damn parties could get a little crazy, Miles. Anyway, at that party, you would buy different size containers, from tiny to huge, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
See, it was important to get a variety of damn sizes because you never know what the fuck you're going to use it for. Different size containers for different size food, Miles. You need one size for a fucking turkey leg and another size for a fucking grape. See?
So you'd put a grape, just a single grape?
Fuck yeah, Miles. Sometimes you got one full? Left. Did we get full on grapes? Have you ever got full on grapes? You have one left, put that shit in a little one, but you want to go back to it. You want the shit fresh.
You
want to
go back for one grape.
You fucking right I would.
All right.
You fucking right I would. And I'll be thinking about that one grape all fucking day. I got one grape left. I can't wait to get the fuck home and eat that goddamn grape.
And on the Tupperware, you just mark grape?
Fuck yeah, you write grape. Grape. The word grape. See? So anyway, and those containers come with labels, Miles. Fucking little labels. And it's important to label your shit. Like I said, grape or grapes. It don't fucking matter. You label the bitch so you know what the fuck it is. And I know sometimes you can see through it, but you still got to label the motherfucker. See?
Right.
And I mean, once those damn leftovers are in the fridge for a while, it'll be easy as fuck to forget what's inside them damn containers, Miles.
Right.
Now, if you don't want to know what's in them, how the fuck would you know if you ever wanted to have them again? See?
Makes sense.
Fuck yeah, it makes fucking sense.
Well, I say I'm loving this because I'm. You didn't say it directly, but you said it though, right? That I feel like those containers are storage things, bins, whatever they're containers.
They are containers.
For food in your analogy, but really they're more about some deeper things that people can store deep down and label them for use later, right? To access later, which goes back to the quote. Let me repeat this quote. I'm more sensitive than I let on. Sometimes I have to go back and feel emotions from the past that I had pushed down just to survive or be strong. So you have these emotions, I'm assuming, in a container marked grape. So this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go?
Yeah. And that's the same thing with emotions and memories that you store from the past, Miles. Now, that time when you were little and you had to say goodbye to a friend who moved. And sure, your little ass cried a little bit. You know? I mean, Ray was your best damn friend. But you managed to stay strong and handle it, even though that motherfucker kept your bike that you loaned him. That little motherfucker left town with your fucking bicycle.
Oh, my goodness.
His family packed that shit away in that goddamn truck. That little motherfucker left in the middle of the night and fucking left. You cried for that motherfucker for leaving, but you also missed that goddamn bicycle as you loaned that bitch.
Ray's a jerk.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
Yeah.
Who takes someone's fucking bike? You knew that was my goddamn bike. You didn't tell the moving man not to pack my friend's bike in that goddamn truck?
Ray knew what he was doing. So now that's a lot of emotion for a little kid to deal with. Your best friend stole your bike and left town. How do you deal with that?
You tuck that damn experience away in a storage container and you label it painfully. Goodbye, Ray. You took my fucking bike. See? You put that whole thing on that on the
that's
label.
It's a lot on the label.
Goodbye, Ray. You took my fucking bicycle.
Yeah.
When I see you, it might continue.
Yeah.
Put a whole lot of labels on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And when I see you, I don't give a fuck if it's recent or when we're both 50, I'm going to fuck you up. See?
Yeah.
That's what the fuck you do. And now as an adult, you have to face saying goodbye to someone else. And you're having a problem coping until you remember that goddamn Tupperware. And you open it and immediately taste the strength that little you had. That shit is deep, huh, Miles?
Yeah.
If you take the bike out of it, it becomes more emotional.
Yeah, I mean, but I hope that as an adult, somebody says goodbye and then you taste that, then you don't flip out and start beating the guy up saying, you took my bike, Ray. And the guy's like, who's Ray? I just am saying goodbye. I'm going to the restroom. And then you're beating him up.
Yeah.
So you got to control. You got to really label.
You got to label
clearly.
The
shit. Yeah.
You got to be distinct. You got to fucking label the shit accurately. Otherwise, you fucking get yourself in trouble. See? But you're lucky you labeled that shit, though. Or else you would open up that container filled with the time you prematurely ejaculated for the first time and you had sex.
Oh.
Now you got to relive that shit while you're saying goodbye to someone. See, Miles?
Man, that guy going to the bathroom is getting a lot of your baggage all at once just by saying goodbye.
That motherfucker.
Okay, so I get it. How do you end this? You really got me on, we store things, we access them when we need to. Wrap this up.
Okay, here we go. Just know that the refrigerator of your soul has many things stored in it. Shit you put in there yesterday and shit you put in deep fucking storage. Some people have those big freezers in their fucking garage.
Yeah, we have one.
Ooh, you have one of them big ass freezers?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a top loader.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you open that bitch up and put all your shit in there.
Packed.
Yeah. Love that shit. Now, when you're hungry for some emotions, feel free to open that door and search what the fuck you need. You did all that damn shopping, so everything in there is yours. Just be sure not to settle for the first thing you grab to satisfy your needs. Take the time to dig deep for the good stuff. And hopefully, you'll find it labeled and as fresh as the day you stored it. Whew, memories are something else, Miles.
Wow. I already have a memory of an amazing episode. That was great, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
go in that goddamn, in that fucking freezer, man.
I'm looking in the refrigerator and I see a Tupperware labeled "End the Show." Thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar a year of self-love, daily affirmations and actions for self-compassion and self-worth. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe we even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment while you're at it, a great review and rating on Apple Podcasts. And please continue to leave us your quotes. As always, we'll be selecting some to feature on the show. Now, if you listen to the show, you know you've heard me say a lot of this before, but I have something special to add to the wrap-up. Hey, JB, can I stop you for a second? JB, would you like to share with our listeners what's coming up next week?
Sure. We got Star Week. We're going to have some amazing stars next week, and I can't wait for you all to check it out. Tune in, because even celebrities need to be elaborated.
That's right. Five days of delicious protein-based celebrities, each who have agreed to be on here to help JB figure out some quotes. Make sure to tune in and tell a friend, why don't you? It'll be fun, and you won't want to miss it. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's...
I'm JB Smoove. Let's go.
See you next time.
This has been a Team Coco production.